ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You'd like to see me take a dive, wouldn't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And today, I do not disappoint. We're talking about the weekend wrap, both, of course, in the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Straight up, a big weekend of boxing. Of course, last week, the boxing world's still shaking all the way to its boxing booths. I'm talking about the knockout of Manny Pacquiao, the face-planting knockout by Juan Manuel Marquez. One punch, TKO. Sixth round, take that back, a KO. He didn't beat the count. He didn't move. Manny was snoring. I'm telling you, fighters do not recover from knockouts like this. They're too damaging. They damage your psyche. They damage you physically. And the bottom line is, Manny Pacquiao will never, ever be the same fighter he once was, of course, in his prime. And his prime has been about three or four years ago. So when you think about it, Pacquiao, on the downside, as far as his boxing career is concerned, of course, as far as his political career is concerned, he's a congressman in the Philippines. He's got TV shows. He's a comedian. I mean, he's got it all going on. He runs the country. The bottom line is he will probably be the Conservative Party choice in 2016 for the presidential election. He's going to be nominated for president. So I expect Manny Pacquiao to be out of boxing in the next probably 12 to 18 months. And then run for president of the Philippines in 2016. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt a patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Nip it in the bud.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Guess what? We'll have the rowdy one, Ronda Rousey, on today's show. That's right. Probably about 40 minutes past the hour, we'll check in with Rowdy Ronda Rousey, the most prolific fighter in MMA right now. What? You don't know who Matt Ronda Rousey is? You got to be kidding me. Listen, nobody's got out of the first round with her. She's had six opponents. The longest one went 4 minutes and 27 seconds. That was Miesha Tate. Miesha Tate almost got her arm broken for it. She's had six submissions. The last fight didn't last but like a minute. I'm telling you, she's the real deal. She took out Sarah Kaufman. Sarah Kaufman can fight. Ronda Rousey is really, really the big deal, folks, the new deal. She will be, of course, the face of MMA, and she will bring boxing fans, MMA fans, professional wrestling fans, everybody's going to want to tune in to see the complete package, the total package. We're talking about Rowdy Ronda Rousey here at about 40 minutes past the hour here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, Saturday night, wow, it was a spectacular HBO main event, of course. Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash out of Newark, California, 31-1, 20 KOs, bang, knockout. Bye-bye, baby. He was at Toyota Center in Houston, Texas, and he knocked out Jorge Arce, 61-7-2, 46 KOs. Dropped in the second round, a right hand from Donaire. He made it to his feet, and then another left hook. Well, you know those left hooks that Nonito Donaire throws. He knocked out Victor Chinian with one. He knocked out, his left hooks are probably, listen, nobody's had more left hooks in highlight reels, I think, in the last few years than has Nonito Donaire. Fernando Montiel, this kid tonight, Victor Chinian. I mean, good God, you've got three knockouts like that. I got one knockout like that. Take that back, two of them in 52 fights. Donaire, he's doing real well. Of course, he may be the fighter of the year, and I think I'll be talking about that a little bit later in tonight's show. But the bottom line is, you know, Nonito Donaire, the pound for pound, is he the king of boxing? Is he the fighter of the year? As I said, we'll talk about that a little bit later, just teasing you on that one. But now, he still is the 122-pound champion. Now, the guy that he needs to meet at 122 pounds was supposed to fight tonight on that card, on an HBO card. That did not happen. I'm talking about Guillermo Rigueno. What is he, like 10-0, 11-0? He's got an IBF or a WBA title. The bottom line is they all have these alphabet title belts. Rigueno's got his own. He's a two-time Olympic gold medalist out of Cuba. The kid's for real. He mixes body shots and head shots, and I mean he's talented. He's well versed, well skilled, no question about that. But for Nonito Donaire to clean up at 122 pounds, because 126 is just too big for him. 122, I think he's got to take out Guillermo Rigueno. If he doesn't, his career will be incomplete. Much like Manny Pacquiao blowing the fight with Floyd Mayweather. Yeah, I know. You're trying to tell me that Floyd Mayweather ran away from Manny Pacquiao. That didn't happen. Floyd Mayweather put random drug testing in the negotiations for the fight. Manny didn't want it. Fight didn't happen. In case you didn't know it, Juan Manuel Marquez, accused by the Pac Nuts, the fans of Manny Pacquiao, of being on steroids for their fight 10 days ago. But, you know, he wasn't. He tested clean afterwards, and he offered. About 2 months ago, when they were hyping this fight on the road, that press tour, Marquez, after Freddie Roach made a couple of comments, a couple of cracks about his body, his physique, he said, hey, well, let's do random testing. And Freddie Roach said no. He let it go. He shined it on. Why would Roach decline on random testing if he thought that Juan Manuel Marquez was taking drugs. Why? Only thing I can think of is he's trying to protect his own guy. Huh? I mean, let's be honest. From 107 to 147 pounds, not gaining any fat. I know Ray Boom Boom Mancini, the former lightweight champion of the world, of course, he's the subject of a new book out called The Good Son. In fact, if you go to ringtalk.com, that's RingTalk, ringtalk.com, you can check out the latest podcast. And, of course, Ray Boom Boom Mancini unplugged. But Ray doesn't think that Manny was on anything. He thinks that it's just a matter of him growing up, getting older, getting bigger, putting on weight. And as Ray said, from 135 to 140, it's only a glass of water. But the big fight didn't happen. Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, could have happened May the 5th. Pacquiao didn't want any part of that either. Wouldn't do the random drug testing. And then he said he would. See, here's what's up. You know Manny Pacquiao is going to be a good politician. I'll tell you why. He talks out both sides of his mouth. We've got him on YouTube saying he would adhere to any testing. Then you've got his guy, Michael Contz, his manager, his promoter, whoever speaks for him from the Philippines. He's saying, well, there's got to be a cutoff date and things like that. Why should there be a cutoff date? If they are random drug tests, they are just that, random. Random means you get them when you don't know they're going to come. Randomly knocking on your door, your probation officer, your parole officer. It's not like he tells you he's coming. The drug test guy is not supposed to tell you he's coming. Andre Ward, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist, current WBA super middleweight champion of the world, another man to be considered for the Fighter of the Year awards. Of course, he was tested in the Olympics. He said that they would come to his house at all hours of the day, and if he wasn't home, they waited for him in front of the house. And when he got home, guess what? He had to, leave a specimen in the bottle. Okay? He did it. He won an Olympic gold medal. Manny Pacquiao wouldn't do it for $50 million. $50 million. 5-0. $50 million. Wow. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Floyd Mayweather, but I think he stood his ground here, and I'm with Floyd on this one. If a guy doesn't want to take random testing, I don't want to fight him. If it was me, I just wouldn't want to fight him. I mean, Robert Guerrero, the ghost, the current WBC welterweight title holder, the man that beat on Andre Berto like a drum a few weeks ago, the man, of course, that captured the vacant title with that win over Selkan Aydin in San Jose, California, I believe in August of 2012. Hey, he's the real deal, but he won't fight Manny Pacquiao, not without random drug testing. Random drug testing. Manny, can you hear me? Can you hear me in the Philippines? Listen, I don't want to pick on the Filipino people too much. They're great people for the most part. They really are. They're having some hard times over there. They've had a typhoon. They've had some storms, things like that. But nothing has rocked that country like a loss, the face-first knockout loss of Manny Pacquiao to Juan Manuel Marquez on HBO. I mean, they're still talking about it. Everywhere I go, people are saying to me, did you see it? Did you see it? Did you see it? It's got people talking about boxing again. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If there are stars, if there are big fights made, people will take notice. They will. I mean, the squares know about Manny Pacquiao getting knocked out. Just like the squares would want to watch Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather before Manny Pacquiao lost two fights in a row. And remember, I came on this show, and I said on my website, I said it time and time and time again, I sounded like a broken record. But I said, don't let this payday go to waste. You're going to blow it. One of you guys, most likely Manny, and I was right, is going to lose. You can't roll the dice that often. It just cannot be done. You hear what I'm saying? This is boxing. You roll the dice a certain amount of times, sometimes you're going to come up snake eyes. Okay, in the case of Floyd Mayweather, he still is undefeated, but, he could have done a little bit more to bolster his resume. No question about that. He could have fought Antonio Margarito back in the day. He could have fought Miguel Cotto back in the day. But what happened? He waited for Margarito to get lit up by other people. He waited for Cotto to get old. And, of course, Cotto was just beaten by, Austin Trout, the WBA super welterweight title holder. What is he, 25-0, 14 KOs, 15 KOs? He's another guy in contention for Fighter of the Year. Think about that. Fighter of the Year for 2012. Who really deserves that title? I mean, it used to be before, the last couple of years, it was Manny Pacquiao or Floyd Mayweather. Well, this year, neither of them apply when it comes to Fighter of the Year. Not Floyd Mayweather and not Manny Pacquiao. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, live every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports by Live Broadcast Network.
The best things in life are free.
Heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Thank you for calling vacationsandstuff.com. Looking for a hotel? How about a car? Are you sure you don't want a car? What about tickets to a show? No? Then how about the car? We've got pony rides. Why not? Not for you? What about a cruise? It's just like a hotel, except it floats. How about a
Sometimes car? You just need a hotel. When you do, go to hotels.com.
How about a facial then? Back wax? Stone massage?
With over 20 years of experience and over 140,000 hotels worldwide, why go anywhere else? At hotels.com, finding you the perfect place is all we do.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Still to come, Triple R, Rowdy Ronda Rousey on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Get this, it can only happen in boxing. A riot broke out in Italy. There was a 12-round rematch Saturday between the WBC's number one ranked cruiserweight, Giocabi Francomeri, Francomini. He's 29-3-2, 12 KOs, and number two ranked, Silvio Bronco. I guess these guys are both Italians. And they were getting it on, 62-10, three draws, 37 KOs with Bronco. Anyway, a riot broke out. Thanks to the WBC's open scoring, evidently the crowd didn't agree with the scoring, but Fragomeni is going to be declared the winner. The bottom line is a riot broke out. I don't think they should be announcing scores of boxing matches. I think that's part of the allure, part of the mystery of boxing, the mystique, the fact that you get the decision announced after the fight has taken place. Now, on the line from the Big Apple, the main man himself, the man with the best name in all of boxing, I'm talking about Socrates Palmer. Hello, Mr. Palmer. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro.
Okay, thanks for having me on. I'm going to get the jabs over with early enough here so we, you know, we get the bloodletting out of here. didn't you pick Manny Pacquiao to knock out Juan Manuel Marquez?
I believe I did, and so forth.
Hey, come on. Now, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Talk about drama. That was drama. A face first, one punch knockout. Good Lord. I mean, and of course, the knockdown by Marquez in the third round, which turned the fight around after Manny had won the first two frames pretty easily. In the third round, he got a little cocky, got dropped. I didn't think he was getting up from that one. But the second shot, there's a rumor he's still laying in the ring. Is that true? are they counting like 1,400,099? Yeah. Anyway, the bottom line is, you know, he's hurt, I think, permanently, whether he wants to admit it or not, as far as his psyche is concerned. Socrates, you've been around the game a long time. As a fighter, you ever come back from a knockout this devastating? I'm talking about being put to sleep.
The first guy that comes to my mind is Duran. I mean,
but Roberto wasn't out. I was there in the first row for that fight, June 12th, 1984, I believe, at the Caesars Palace outdoor on the tennis courts. Hector Martinez and I, Martinez being Duran's co-manager, we were both in the first row sitting on the floor, actually, right next to the ring. And he went down face first, but he was getting up. He was going, you could hear him straining. I mean, he was his body wouldn't do what his mind was trying to tell him to do. He was trying to get up, and he just couldn't get up. But he wasn't asleep. He wasn't snoring. He wasn't there for a prolonged period of time. Come up with another scenario for me.
Off the top of my head, that was historic.
I asked all these historians, Lindy Lindell, Ron Marshall, Sin City Richie. Nobody can remember anybody coming back. I mean, Gene Fulmer came back and won a portion of the the middleweight title. But, you know, he had won that after Ray Robinson had knocked him out with that one punch. And now he's got Alzheimer's and dementia and all that kind of good stuff. So, you know, there's a price paid for contact sports, I believe. There's no question about that, Socrates. But I think there's a greater price paid in these contact sports when concussions are gone untreated and you're allowed to have repetitive concussion syndrome. That's why I'm down with what the NFL's doing.
About forcing these guys basically out.
Yeah.
What's the rule in Vegas when you get knocked out? Is it you can't fight for, is it 90 days?
Yeah, 90 days or something like that. But here's what's up. If you get knocked out, I don't think you should be able to train for 120 days. I think your brain should be able to rest. I don't think you should be jarred. I don't think you should be going on roller coasters. I don't think you should be doing anything like that. I think you should just be relaxing, letting your body heal, okay? If you want to do a little light road work, guess what? Walk. Don't do the impact stuff. Just walk around or swim or something like that. But I just think that too many guys go back. I mean, I've seen guys get knocked out in the gym and come back and spar the very same day or the next day. No big thing. And that's where the repetitive concussion syndrome comes into play, getting knocked out more than once or getting knocked out as in getting knocked down when you get short-circuited neurologically. And then you wake up when you hit the canvas and you get up. You've got a guaranteed concussion right then and there. That's called a brain bleed.
Yeah, I mean, in boxing, I don't know how they're able to regulate, you know, a guy from sparring and stuff, because, I mean, who knows where everybody trains. But you're on the money. I mean, I can't disagree with that. 4 months is probably more adequate than, you know, like you said, a lot of these guys spar and
no contact, Socrates, no contact. I don't want these guys... No contact. I don't want them jarring their bodies. You hear what I'm saying? I want the mind, the brain to heal.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, how do you regulate these guys in training? You know, I mean, when they're sparring or whatever, I mean, you have to pretty much have somebody on them 24 hours.
Well, unfortunately, you know, it just can't be done. That's the bottom line is it can't be done. And guys are going to put themselves at risk no matter what. I mean, we've seen it. I mean, guys, look at the gambles guys are willing to take in order to cheat and take steroids and things like that. I mean, you know, look at Antonio Tarver. He messed up an entire career on Showtime. I mean, he's, you know, look at him. Where's he now? Nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, Showtime basically has turned their back on him, and probably rightfully so.
Well, listen, you test positive, you can't go out there and work the Olympics. That's what he was going to do, remember?
Yeah, that's right. He was going to work for NBC. Yeah,
he was going to go to the Olympics. That's not the image I think we want to portray in at the Olympics. And, of course, he was bounced off that job, and he was bounced off Showtime. He's no longer fighting. Antonio Tarver is lost and turned out, like the Whisperers used to say. Socrates Palmer of BoxingTalk.com is our guest, folks. We'll talk about the UFC in a couple of minutes. We'll talk about, of course, Bellator coming over to Spike TV. We've got UFC 150, going the UFC Heavyweight Championship going down December 29th. Lots of MMA news still to come. Of course, Ronda Rousey as well. Now, the boxing year is over, Socrates. I got about a minute left here with you before I switch to MMA. Who is the fighter of the year and why?
Last week I said Danny Garcia, but I have to go with Marquez. Hmm. I mean,
What about Donair? Four fights, four knockouts, or four fights, four wins?
Yeah, but it was against guys that you probably expected him to do that. Marquez basically changed the face of boxing, with one night. And also, probably the fight of the year. I mean, that was a classic. Very rare that two guys overexceed expectations. But the guy that's the unsung hero of this whole Pacquiao-Marquez drama?
Who is it?
Joe Cortez. If Joe Cortez would have called off that first fight in the first round, this would have never happened.
Good point. Of course, three knockdowns in that first round, and of course the three knockdown rule was waived, but Marquez really wasn't hurt, and he was up and ready to fight, so that's why the great referee, Joe Cortez, fair but firm, Cortez let it go. Socrates, all the best to you. Thanks for spending some time with me. I will talk to you real soon. God bless and take care of the family.
Thank you very much, Pedro.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Now we shift from boxing to mixed martial arts before we go to Rowdy Ronda Rousey. That's right. The Rowdy one is in the house. Guess what? My man, Pat Barry, he beat Shane Del Rosario. Excuse me. On the FX cable show, The Ultimate Fighter Show. Of course, that was the Ultimate Fighter Finale 16. But Shane Del Rosario was supposed to be the guy that was going to annihilate Pat Barry. Pat Barry does what he did what he does best. Boom. Lights out, baby. That final shot, it was like a shot heard around the world. And I got to give it to my man, Pat Barry. He was a hell of an underdog here. Probably like a 5 or a 6-1 underdog. And he comes in and he wins. I mean, you got to give him props. Roy Big Country Nelson won. Of course, he was the coach's fight. He won that fight when Shane Carwin pulled out, and they pulled in some hobo to replace him. But the bottom line is, without Carwin in there, there wasn't much of a fight, and the winner was Big Country Nelson. Mike Pyle was a winner, of course, a prior guest on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He was a winner on the Ultimate Fighter Night as well. But Dustin Poirier, awesome. Can't fight like this all the time. That's what some of the reports are saying. Of course, he had Jonathan Brookins laying on him real early. I mean, throwing some shots. But, he held on, he came back, and he won. That's right, he won. He walked in, and he is a man, of course, that will probably step up and get the new contract with the Ultimate Fighting Championships. Best of luck to him. It was a good night as far as the Ultimate Fighter was concerned. And you can watch the Ultimate Fighter, I believe, as far as reruns are concerned. FX Cable is said to be doing a rerun sometime this week. I'm talking about the Series 16. That's right, FX Cable, the Ultimate Fighter finale. Now, we are just a few weeks away from the Bellator Fighting Championships making their debut on Spike TV in the first week of 2013. Folks, this is a milestone for the world of mixed martial arts. This means there will be competition in the world of mixed martial arts, and the UFC will not be the only guy on the block with a television deal. The bottom line is, hey, Bellator has competition, and competition is good. We are just gut. What, a couple of weeks away from the World Heavyweight Championship going down in Las Vegas, Nevada, once beaten. I'm talking about Junior Dos Santos, a man from Brazil, the UFC Heavyweight Champion of the world, defending that title against the former champion out of Silicon Valley, the Chicano himself, Caín Velasquez, folks, the once-beaten former heavyweight champion, of course, the man that will be looking to take Junior Dos Santos to the ground. If he takes him to the ground, this is Cain's fight to win. If he does a stand-up routine, he's going to have to get past the third round in order to take Junior Dos Santos out standing up because his cardio is that good. Junior Dos Santos' cardio is not that good. And the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it's going to be one hell of a fight. Tune in December 29th, live on pay-per-view. The card starts on 3:30 Pacific time on Facebook, 5 p.m. on FX Cable, and at 7 p.m. on pay-per-view. That's the UFC live from Las Vegas. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Network and our troops listed on the American Forces Network.
I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. It'll go in.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
When you are expecting, every day brings you closer to your baby's birthday. Babies aren't fully developed until at least 39 weeks in the womb. Important development of their brains, lungs, and eyes occurs in the last few weeks of pregnancy. If your pregnancy is healthy, wait for labor to begin on its own, because a love like yours is surely worth the wait. Learn more at marchofdimes.com/39weeks.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Take your holiday gift giving all the way today at Old Navy. Everything in the store will be an additional 30% off. Jangle jammies, sweaters, performance fleece, outerwear, and more, an additional 30% off. That means you can get a perfect gift at the perfect price for everyone on your list. We mean everyone. Mom, dad, the kids, grandma and grandpa, the neighbors, the mailman, your boss. Well, maybe not your boss. Old Navy, come fun, come all. Excludes gift cards, not valid at outlet stores.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now we go back in time a couple of months. One of my exclusive interviews with one of the top stars in the world of sports. I'm talking about MMA's Rowdy Ronda Rousey. When you look at the world of mixed martial arts and the fact that, you know, that Gina Carano did some pretty good numbers on Showtime, she did some good audiences as far as fans were concerned at the San Jose HP Pavilion, Now, you seem to be on a level above her as far as popularity is concerned. I've seen your Facebook page just blowing up with thousands of people. I mean, people around the world are telling me, what's up with Rhonda? What's up with Rhonda? Everybody wants to know about Rhonda. How did you become such a superstar overnight?
Well, I wouldn't say I've surpassed you at all. I mean, she's the one making the multi-million-dollar movies and making people that aren't aware of MMA aware of it. So I think she's doing the most work on that end. But I don't know. I guess I just saw the state that women's MMA was in, and I just felt like we have to find a way where it's impossible for us to be ignored. So I did everything I can to get as much attention as possible, and strangely enough, it all worked.
Yeah, I think you are getting quite a bit of attention because, you know, as I said, everybody's talking in the world of MMA about Ronda Rousey possibly fighting Chris Cyborg Santos. Do you have a problem fighting a woman that needs to shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
No. I've been doing this a long time, even before MMA, I was doing judo, and I'm pretty sure most of those women have to shave their faces.
We're talking about a 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in Beijing. Of course, she won the Pan Am Games thrice, I believe, once in Rio and twice two other times. So the bottom line is she is a judo expert. When did you get your start in judo?
My first tournament was on my 11th birthday, so I'd count it from then.
About 14 years now.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I sent a letter to Steve Espinoza. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see that letter I sent him regarding allowing you to fight on show on CBS, Fox TV, instead of a Showtime card? I said that he would bring hundreds of thousands of women back to Showtime as far as new subscribers were concerned. Did you see that letter?
No, I didn't see it personally, but, I mean, it sounds cool.
No, I mean, this is the way I look at it, okay? I've been doing this a long time, and I've been following MMA since 1993 in the inception of the UFC back in the days when they were, like, tough man tournaments and things like that. But I think that if they were to put you on CBS television in the main event against, I don't know, Chris Cyborg Santos, but if they put you in the main event on CBS television, on Fox TV, that you would draw record numbers because the guys would tune in to see you because they know you can fight. Most men know you can fight. And then the women, the female side, they'll be attracted to the fact that they've got a female superstar or a potential superstar to watch on TV. So I told Steve Espinoza it's a win-win situation for him, but unfortunately he didn't return my letter.
I've been saying this for a while, that women's MMA could do great things for MMA in general. I mean, most of the fan base is like, you know, 20 to 30-year-old guys. And if you really get women into it just as much, you are literally doubling your fan base. And I think also that people have this idea of MMA that it's something like, you know, some brutal thing that, you know, whatever. And if you bring a bunch of guys around that have just a bunch of stars and put them in a suit and say, oh, these guys are gentlemen. It's really hard to get accepted. But if you have, like, you know, women that are doing it as well, I think that as soon as you get people really accepting women being a part of the sport, you really just get the sport itself just overall accepted socially.
Having won 7 amateur titles as a boxer back in the day, I used to talk a lot of smack. And you talk smack, and you talk it well. Did you learn a little of this from Muhammad Ali or something, or what?
No, I mean, I'm a fan of, you know, both sports, and I just kind of look around at what's been working, and then I pick and choose what other people have done that I found entertaining and kind of try and fit it around to my own style. I mean, it's just like, we're not just athletes, we're entertainers, you know, and I'm just trying my best to keep people interested and make them, you know, not just want to see the fights, want to know the fighters. And as long as I can keep that up, then awesome. It's, you know, it offends some people, it entertains others, other people love it, you know. It's not, I don't want everyone to love me, I want everyone to disagree about me, so it becomes a hot topic of discussion.
Triple R is in the house. Rowdy Ronda Rousey, folks, the hottest MMA fighter in the world right now, I think. She's 5-0 with 5 submissions. Her last fight went 4 minutes, I believe, in, I don't know, a little over 4 minutes with Maisha Tate. Is Maisha going to be fighting anytime soon? I understand her arm is still messed up.
No, she's actually fighting on the same card that I'm on. She's going to be, the main event on the prelims on Showtime Extreme.
Okay, that's good enough. As I said, Ronda Rousey's in the house here. Now, besides being a skank, what's your problem with Kim Kardashian?
Look, I don't mind the people that work for Playboy or people that are porn stars or do all those kinds of things. The only problem I have is that they are taking this girl who's pretty much, you know, the glorified porn star and having her sell products to children. And I really don't think that's appropriate, you know. If she's selling, like, lingerie or something like that, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But when I see my 13-year-old sister walking around the house with Kim Kardashian shoes and nail polish, you know, I think that's not appropriate.
Did you see what Barbara Walters told her on TV?
No, what did she say?
Barbara Walters, obviously the queen of late-night television, ABC 2020, all that kind of good stuff. She said, quote, "You have no talent. How do you make money?"
Well, what does she do?
That's basically what Barbara Walters was saying.
Well, the way she makes money is, you know, she's very intelligently marketed, and she has a lot of very smart people around her handling her, you know? Like, she's a product. It's not a can of Coca-Cola doesn't have any talent, but it does something, you know. People are entertained by it, and she's sold in a way that people are interested in. You know, if you have the right kind of marketing behind a ball of lint, you can make that ball of lint a billionaire.
Ronda Rousey's in the house, folks. Of course, she fights on Showtime, and of course, we are looking to get her on Fox TV in 2013, possibly against Chris Cyborg Santos. Now, Dana White was against women. He's the president of the UFC. He's been very anti-women. I called him a bit of a male chauvinist pig a couple of times, and he got slightly offended in the bottom line. But now he's realizing that, you know what? I've got Ronda Rousey in the house, and she's possibly the biggest rising star I have in the game, and I'm going to have to acknowledge women. So you're basically forcing women upon Dana White, a man that didn't want to have women in the UFC.
Well, I wouldn't say he was ever against women in general.
No, I'm not saying he's gay. I'm just trying to say he didn't want, you know, women don't belong in the UFC. Women don't belong in the octagon. I mean, I've got quotes from him over the years, and he said this when Gina was hot. He didn't think that, you know, Gina was Gina Carano, of course, the movie star, former MMA champion, but he didn't think that she was ready to do her thing in the UFC. And, of course, she drew some pretty good numbers on Showtime and as far as live attendance is concerned. But he's changed his mind on you because he said she's a rock star. She's been fantastic. She is killing it for us. I hope that we can get her real soon in the UFC. So it does look like you have a future with the UFC.
I mean, you know, I hope so. I think that, you know, women deserve a spot in every area of every sport, and I think that they should be in every profession out there. I don't see why not. You know, I really believe in equality for everybody, you know, like for women, for gays, for every race. I really think that, you know, keeping people separate like that is just stupid on every level. I mean, but I'm not going to hate anyone for disagreeing with me. I just got to give them reasons to agree with me. So I did as much as I could to give Dana reasons to agree with me. And, you know, he's a smart man. And eventually, you know, it seems like he's starting to come around. And, you know, I can't do all the work, and my work's not even done yet. And it's just really encouraging to see that kind of progress being made.
Okay, you got a beef with Michael Phelps, too. What's the beef with him?
I don't have a beef, dude. I was asked, who is your favorite Olympic teammate? And I went on and on about how awesome Kobe is. And then they said, who's your least favorite? And I said that Michael Phelps kind of annoyed me at the they had, like, all these clubs or whatever in China where, like, the Bud Club was the U.S. sponsor. So it was, like, all the U.S. Olympic team there. And Michael Phelps wanted to have his own separate VIP section away from the other his Olympic teammates. And the same thing when we were all on the Oprah show, all the Olympic medalists were on the Oprah show, and he wanted to be kept separate from all the other teammates. And I thought that, you know, the Olympics is supposed to be about bringing everybody together, and, you know, regardless of what's going on politically or what country you're from or how much money you make or how famous you are, we're all there together. And I think that someone, you know, wanting to be separate because their sport gives away more medals, they somehow think they're more important. I thought that was a little bit annoying. You know, I just think that when I think of the greatest Olympians of all time, I think of like Carrie Shrug running through a vault and ripping her leg into little pieces, trying to help her team get a gold medal. You know, Mia Hamm was an amazing athlete, but she's one person on a team of 11 and gets 1/88th of the medal count credited to Michael Phelps. And I'm not saying that I want the guy to win medals for our country. You know, I think that's awesome what he does, but I don't think that he should be trying to separate himself into a VIP section from his Olympic teammates, because the idea of being more important than your teammates in the Olympics is against the whole idea of the Olympic Games.
Ronda Rousey is our guest. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You know, the Olympics just concluded. We're speaking of Olympics. 2012 Olympics just concluded. And not one male boxer from the United States got his hand raised. That's an indictment of USA Boxing. But they had 9 weight classes for men, and they only had 3 weight classes for women. And out of those 3 weight classes, we got a bronze medalist and the gold medalist. I thought that that's a little discriminatory. 9 weight classes for men, 3 for women. What do you think of that?
You know, well, the women, it was their first time as, a fully inducted sport, or maybe they were a demonstration sport this time around. Was it a demonstration or fully inducted sport?
No, they got it on. It was actual fighting.
No, I mean, the first time, the women's boxing was in?
That was the first time boxing has been put into the Olympics, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes I think the first time they have a sport in, it's more of like a demonstration mode, so maybe that's why they had fewer divisions. I don't know exactly why. But, you know, if they're starting later, then they got to have some time to catch up. And it's understandable that they would have fewer divisions for the women in the beginning, but I think eventually there should be equal divisions.
Okay. Sure. Wrapping things up here with Ronda Rousey. Of course, she is a Showtime star. She is an MMA icon in only 5 submissions. What's this thing with the arm bar? Is that your favorite move?
No, it's just... It seems to usually be my first inclination. You know, my mom was a world champion in judo, and she tore her knees out when she was 17. So her big thing when she fought was armbar. She won everything but armbars almost always. And so I learned them very young. And with judo, the old ways that you can finish a fight that would still go into MMA is, you know, armbar the person, you could choke the person, and you could get a TKO by, like, pinning the person and punching them around.
All right. I talked about how...
That's just one of the ways you can finish.
All right. I talked about how beautiful you are and how articulate you are. Now, do you see yourself following Gina Carano into Hollywood or what?
You know, I'm just kind of letting everything happen organically. I really am just a fighter right now. I feel like some movies, like making movies, is kind of a death sentence to your fighting career, because... So you got 6 months of filming, 6 months of promotion, and that's a whole year that you're not 100% devoted to fighting, you know, and this is a sport where someone's trying to kill you every couple of months. You need to have 100% of your attention focused on that. So until I feel like I'm really past all I've wanted to accomplish in fighting, and then I will start entertaining the idea of, like, going in a different field, but... Yeah, I'm kind of waiting for that stuff to come to me. I'm not really chasing after it right now. Right. I'm a fighter.
Last question for the First Lady of MMA. Chris Cyborg Santos, she was popped for steroids. Gina Carano told me before and after their fight that she thought that Chris was taking steroids. Will you ask for some type of special testing for her, like an Olympic-style random drug testing, if you do fight her in 2013?
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. And if they want to test her extra, fine, you know, go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Ronda, it was a pleasure to meet you in San Jose at the card a few weeks ago. I think it was the UFC card. But the bottom line is, I do think that you are the future of MMA, be it male or female. I'm talking about the future of the game. I wish you the very best of luck in your endeavors. As I said, with all those accolades and adjectives, you are the real deal, young lady.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate the confidence and support.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Hi, Montel Williams here for the revolutionary new Living Pure Heater. Are you ready for winter? Forecasts are for record cold. That means that your heating bills are going to go right through the roof. That's why you need the Living Pure Heater. Now you can stay warm and save money. And you don't have to heat the entire house. The Living Pure Heater is a portable 4-in-1 heating system that heats up to 1,000 square feet. It's also a humidifier, an air filter, and an air purifier. The heater is totally safe around kids and pets, plus it's whisper quiet. Take it from me, Montel Williams. Stay warm, save money with the Living Pure Heater. Call now and try it risk-free for a full 60 days. Plus, you'll save $300 with our special introductory pricing. So don't wait. Call right now.
Call 1-800-206-0915. That's 1-800-206-0915. Again, 1-800-206-0915.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, hear the birthday song. That's right. Happy birthday, Cecilia Fernandez. Yeah, baby. Us Fernandezes never get older than 29. Happy birthday, princess. I hope to see you for Christmas. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, we have podcasts. We have feature stories. I am an award-winning writer. You can check out my stuff at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Of course, the world of mixed martial arts, boxing, we cover it Saturdays and Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 11 a.m. on Saturdays for 2 hours, 11 a.m. on Sundays for 1 hour. Two different shows. The weekend wrap is on Sunday. The Saturday preview, of course, the 2 hour show. We preview all the weekend action, the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, folks, want to alert you to some of the podcasts we got going on at ringtalk.com. There's Ray Boom Boom Mancini. That's right, the entire interview. Unplugged, the kid from Youngstown, Ohio, now making it big in the city of Angels. Tinseltown, Hollywood, California, doing movies down there. The big-time producer that he is, Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Of course, that's a podcast. Robert the Ghost Guerrero, he's available on a podcast as well at ringtalk.com. In fact, for all the podcasts, for all the shows, search the archives at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Wherever you happen to be listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, be it morning, afternoon, or evening, anywhere in the world, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. 28 plus years now, the longest running fight show in history. Till next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.